Your Honor, I'd like to present to the ladies and gentlemen of the jury with Exhibit B, a bag of Sweet Tango apples.
Mmm, boy, these apples are delicious.
And zesty? Mmm, and sweet.
Best I ever tasted.
Your Honor, I object.
Overruled. Court dismissed. We need to recess to the grocery store for some Sweet Tango apples.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.
Southern Florida is home to the largest subtropical wilderness in the United States of America. 7,800 square miles of near impenetrable swamps and dark forests. From sawgrass marshes to mangrove and coastal prairies, the Everglades host an extraordinary amount of biodiversity. The area has been occupied by humans for almost 15,000 years, and whose cultures have described something else walking upright through the forests and grasses. Published reports of a bipedal ape-like creature in the Florida swamps date back as early as 1947. In 1977, a Florida state representative attempted to pass a law protecting all anthropoid and humanoid animals from harm. Sometimes described as Bigfoot's southern cousin, these creatures are said to stand 7 to 8 feet tall, with ape-like features, and seem well adapted to traversing the tangled swamps of southern Florida, accompanied by a potent scent marking their presence. This case file joined the theorists as they blaze a trail through the Florida backwoods in search of the skunk ape.
To Alien Theorist Theorizing, Case File 110, Swamp Cabbage Man.
What?
I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Andrew.
Oh, we're all in.
We're obviously talking about Skunk Ape today.
Apparently known Swamp as Cabbage Man. Who calls him Swamp Cabbage Man?
I don't know. I had that highlighted because when I first looked into it last week, on the Wikipedia, I couldn't find it anywhere else, but it's like also known as the Swamp Cabbage Man. And I was like, interesting.
I really nothing want to know else where to that comes from. That.
But I love it. The Swamp Cabbage Man.
Swamp Cabbage. All right.
What is Swamp Cabbage? Is Swamp Cabbage a thing? Oh my God.
I imagine that's what the stank is the cabbage.
I don't. Like, Swamp Cabbage? Is that a thing? Like, Swamp Cabbage?
Does it grow in the swamps of Florida?
That's a really good question. And I guess that's what
I like. I also like, there's a couple others. I mean, they've got stink ape, swamp ape, swamp squatch.
Swamp squatch?
That's good.
That's the best one.
Swamp squatch?
Yeah. That's the best.
But I was like, Swamp Cabbage Man was my favorite person. I was like, so what's up with Swamp Cabbage Man? Who wants to take us down a journey of why we're talking about this elusive cryptid today?
Well, many people equate the skunk ape to pretty much the southern, either Floridian, confined to Florida, but not just Florida, but probably like the Gulf Coast area. And it's the southern version of Bigfoot. Now, the swamp ape or skunk ape, probably the earliest reported sightings that people have reported was in 1942, and one man claimed that one of the creatures had hitched a ride on one of his running boards for a little over half a mile. So I don't know how exactly that happens. That you have this what has been described as a 7 to 8 foot, you know, bipedal primate riding on your running boards for like half a mile.
You got Bigfoot skitching on your sideboards? Running boards of your car?
That works.
Well, it's not as big. It's not like when you think Bigfoot, you think this 9 foot tall giant ape.
It's still pretty big.
From my understanding, it was small.
6-7 feet.
Smaller, it's still like 7 feet tall.
Yeah, I got about 7 feet. A little smaller, but still 500 pounds.
Wait, this thing's 500 pounds?
Dude, probably.
Dude, I have no idea what I was thinking in my head.
It's 7 feet tall.
I was thinking in my head when I was like, the whole time I was like reading about it and the sightings and stuff, in my head, I pictured this like little Ewok looking thing. That's what I pictured.
Did you not
watch any of the videos? Like the videos.
Yeah. What did you watch in preparation for this case file?
Well, I saw the Dave Sheely skunk ape, but I was like, yeah, okay. Skinny Ewok.
Skinny, tall Ewok. Like,
but that's what I meant. And then, cause I read that thing about the floorboard, the running boards in the truck. And in my head, I just pictured a little Ewok fucking hanging on.
Yeah, 100% wrong.
You are incorrect.
If it does exist.
I think we.
If it does exist, that you're wrong.
I think everybody on this podcast tosses around the word small way too much. Okay, everybody's assuming, oh, he's small, so he's, you know what I mean? The guy's 7 foot tall. I'm fucking 5'8". I'm not a midget. All right?
Yeah. I want you that fucking 400 pounds?
I can deadlift that much, but.
Could deadlift a swamp squatch then.
Skunk. What do you call a skunk cabbage?
Cabbage skunk.
Cabbage skunk monster.
Skunk cabbage man.
Cabbage patch kid skunk monster.
So anyways, after 1942, you had another report of two hunters in 1957 said that one of these creatures had actually invaded their camp near the Big Cypress National Preserve. And you even in 20 years later in 1977, you actually had a state representative from Florida, from Fort Myers, Paul Knuckles, and he tried to pass a House bill that would make it a misdemeanor, so I guess not a felony, to take, possess, harm, or molest anthropoid or humanoid animals.
Molest?
I mean, it's all lumped together.
We're talking about Florida man here, okay?
I bet you if I search Florida man molest, skunk ape will be in the top searches.
If anybody with the last name Knuckles tells me to fucking do something, I'm going to do it.
So, I mean, somebody, he believed in it enough to make it an actual, you know, law, to put it into law. The guy actually ran with it twice. So he tried to put it through. It actually got, I think it got to the floor for voting, and then it got voted down, and he tried to introduce it again, and it didn't even make it to voting the second time because nobody really took it seriously at that point. The big thing, though, is when the skunk ape hit news in 1997, when there was a full passenger tour bus that was traveling through that same preserve, the Big Cypress National Preserve, and they said there was about 30 or 40 people that all said that they spotted this animal, this upright, bipedal, dark-haired creature moving through the woods. So it's not like it's a Sasquatch, you know. So
it's a southeastern Sasquatch,
right? So the I guess you could say the difference is that some people have said who kind of study the creatures or who have experience sighting the creatures multiple times. If you ask them to compare the two, you'd see they'd probably say something more like this Sasquatch is definitely smellier than its northeastern.
He's got a reputation. It's got a reputation.
But I think the hair is normally described to be longer and darker than the northeastern. And usually where you have the northeastern ones probably being like, I think a lot of people say more reddish, brownish fur, like if you're thinking the Patterson-Gimlin film. And these ones that live in the swamps are more likely to be like around like a dark grayish to blackish color.
Right. So they could be the same species branched off a long time ago and one's just evolved a little different. That's one of the theories?
I think that's one of the prevailing theories, is that there are these different species of perhaps same genus, but different species. So, I mean, these things are mainly said to inhabit, you know, the Everglades, which is a lot of, like the northeastern woods and our northwestern woods, like all of that kind of unbroken forest where you could possibly have a small, perhaps a small, you know, primate population. The Everglades are like 2.2 million acres of just,
you know, swamp.
Swamp, yeah, which is
of like hard area.
Hard that, swamp. Like,
hard, like,
and it's like more of a conducive environment for an ape to survive, wouldn't it be?
I'd say it's kind of pretty similar.
Something bipedal living out there, like if it were, I don't know, if it had some place perhaps in the middle where it could be left alone, they could probably live. But dude, those swamps are just chock full of just snakes and alligators and snapping turtles.
Yeah, but think about it. If you're 500 pounds and you're living in the swamp, you're the king of the swamp. It's like you versus the alligator. That's pretty much it.
Alligator. Oh, buddy, have you seen those anacondas that they've pulled out after
Katrina? Yeah, now there's like
Katrina?
Pythons in there. Exactly.
Everglades have like, what, 12-foot gators common now? And like a giant species of python that have escaped and bred. And now there's like 20-foot snakes roaming around those fucking things too.
Fucking hell on earth.
Andrew's nightmare.
Yeah, no thanks.
So there's definitely... You know, there's definitely a lot of stuff going against like having a swamp ape that lives in this kind of habitat. I would think like who the fuck wants to live in this habitat? If this is your natural habitat, you're probably just really a tough motherfucker.
Just evolved hard, hardened.
What it comes back to one of those things where it's like this area is not an easily accessible area for humans to get around. Right, like there's so much dense swamp. Same thing with the Pacific Northwest. There's so much just thick brush. Like I walk out into the untouched forest there, it's like I'm struggling to get in 50 feet into the woods. Like it's so thick.
Yeah, once you're in a little bit, you like lose your way too. If like didn't take a direction,
yeah.
Everything looks the same.
And it's to me, I'm like. Every day I have a harder and harder time, like, you know, these sightings and stuff. Like earlier in September, they just found the world's largest amphibian, the new giant salamander.
That's right.
How big was this thing? And like, I'm like, this is anytime they're finding the world's largest. And I'm like, we didn't know about this. It's the biggest one. What do you mean we didn't know about it? Right. So I'm like, if these things are even the slightest bit, have their wits about them to know that they don't fuck with us and don't go near us. Like it's bad news. Maybe they have a small population, right? Maybe they're, you know, if they're under 20, people always go, oh, well, how can we never find the bones? I'm like, you don't find bones of humans in the fucking swamps.
No, I think,
yeah, that's one of the big arguments is that there's no actual fossil record for apes living in North America, really. Besides humans, you don't find any fossil. There's no fossil record. You'd find something, you know, you'd find a dead body. You'd find something for these things, but lots of people have said that they've seen these things. Now, whether you want to say it's an actual biological entity or you want to go along the lines of it's some sort of, you know, a mythological creature, some sort of, you know, I don't know how you want to say it, you know, ephemeral, spiritual creature.
Just because, say Dan, you know, is an alien. He's an alien.
Or an alien, right?
Time traveling.
Interdimensional being is what Sasquatch is. That's what some people say because the footprints go for a bit and then they just disappear. Can't explain it.
Right. So the indigenous people to these areas, like the Seminoles and and some of the other indigenous tribes that live in this area, they do have stories of what sounds like it can be described as a Sasquatch or a skunk ape, you know, a long haired being that was like the seen as the guardian of the environment, the forest and the earth.
Yeah. They called him the tall man or something, right? It was supposed to be the,
right.
protector of the Everglades.
Esti Kapkaki, I think it is. I don't know how it's pronounced. But the tall man, and he's basically the protector of the woods and he keeps away people who had damaged the forest. That's kind of his purvey.
Did he have like six other kids that helped him out that he gave each a element ring? Together they were the Captain Planet.
Captain Cabbage.
Yeah, Captain Cabbage.
When we talk about like fossils and stuff, though, in those type of areas, I think the body would decompose so fast that I don't think you'd really find, unless there was like a time when there was like a mudslide and you got buried in the mud and preserved. Like, you don't really find bones like that after so long. That's pretty much what fossils are, right?
Yeah. So like that area, I don't even know how you would find fossils in that area in the first place. For me, I've never been out in an archaeological dig in the Everglades, which, because I've never really heard of one, because I don't know how you would go about digging in, you know, virtually impenetrable swamp area and swampland. It's not like it's hard dirt. It's not like it's rock or something like that. It's all just mud and grass, and, you know, everything out there wants to kill you.
It's like just a small version of Australia just put into one tiny patch of land.
Just stinkier.
Stinkier Australia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but that's one of the hallmarks of these animals, is that they're the people who do, believe that these things are out there, say that they've seen these things moving through the swamp. They're so well adapted to their environment that they can move through the swamp like it's nothing to them. You know, people have said that they can move at somewhere like 22 miles per hour. And Braden was talking about the Dave Sheely video. So that video from 2000, do we want to pull it up? Or
yeah, let's pull it up. I was going to say, I got it right here. Let's this is like the Patterson-Gimlin film of the skunk ape.
Of the skunk ape.
It kind of looks very similar, actually. This one walks a little bit different. Okay, let's see if this will work here. Skunk ape. All right. There's going to be no sound in this video, but that's the skunk ape.
Now, Dave Sheely is the one who shot this video, and he said that he's had multiple encounters with this from like when he was young to even recent times. And he actually runs what they call like the official skunk ape headquarters down there. And, he runs tours through the swamp and things like that. They sell what they
he runs he it they off take, his property, well, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, he's got like a. He's got foot castings and things like that of this creature. And
let's watch this part of the video here is the one and I'll explain why I hate it coming up right here. If you look at as it calms down here and he catches it coming back, it's going to pick up into a run.
Yeah, we didn't do a good job describing it, but it's like a long range shot of what an upright walking hair covered being slowly trotting through.
Just wait till it comes out. Yeah.
Now it's in the field. Now it's onto the field. Yeah, here it is. He's striding.
Here it looks ridiculous. It looks like it's skipping.
He's striding, man. He's skipping.
No, it's like skip diddy luda, skip diddy day. Wait for
him. Look at him go.
Here he goes.
Look at him go.
Oh, he turns. Oh, I think he's been seen. Oh.
Wait till he starts booking it.
Yeah. When he starts booking it here at the end, drives me fucking nuts.
And you know, want to know his biggest counter argument to why this isn't fake? Because what he claims is that that distance and in that terrain, like super marshy, a human couldn't be able to move this fast.
Look at those strides.
Look at like, the arms.
To me, it looks like someone being like, I've seen the Patterson-Gimlin film and I'm trying to mimic it.
Here we go.
Here he goes.
Just run. He tripped a little on the marsh.
This is actually a fun. There's no way that's a man in
this
a suit.
This is the best.
That's a man in a suit. That's a man in a suit.
It doesn't even look close.
I love it's like he goes like this.
He's like high stepping through the swamp. Like it's
garbage.
It's a shame nobody ever witnesses these things with a fucking iPhone so we can get a half decent video. Instead, it's all on these old cameras or like fucking Motorola Razors or something.
Well, that one was blurry and crap. That's 20 years old, so they're coming.
He had a recent fucking sighting, and where is it? Let's see it on some high def, man.
It's like, okay, let's break that video down here. First off, my first issue with it is that Dave claims to, he has that famous photograph from 97. So right then, like he did the rounds on social media and whatnot. So right then I'm like, oh, and then he has this footage from 2000. Now he has this fucking store and this research center that people fucking go. This is his gimmick. This is what he likes. This is how he makes a living for himself. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't see anything the first time. What I'm saying is everything subsequent to that 1997 footage, I don't believe at all. None of it. I think it's all trash and it's garbage. That video is horrendous. The first part, it looks like a man in a suit.
It doesn't even look like a skinny guy wearing a brown suit,
walking. And then when it gets in the woods, it looks like someone's like, fucking do the walk. And he's like, how again? Left and right? How do I do it? And he's like, fuck it, just run. He's like, okay. And he just starts jogging, trips a little, keeps going. I'm like, it looks so fucking bad. It looks so bad.
But yeah, that one's so obviously not an animal.
Is it? I mean, yeah, it's obviously not.
On the video,
the first comment on the bottom of the video is, well, they cut out the most important part at the end where he walks up and takes a bow. It's honestly like it's so bad. And I always worry in those kind of things that someone's seen something like this guy. I've seen interviews with him and stuff that he's seen something he can't explain.
He's convinced that he's seen something 100%. Yeah.
But my problem is I think he's seen something and no one believes him.
That was his attempt?
He thinks no one believes him. Like inside he goes, no one fucking believes me. So in order to be like, no, you're fucking wrong. I know what I saw. Instead of just being like, that's it. I saw this, right? And that's it. That's that. He's been like, I've got to fucking make these videos. I've got to come up with more footage. I've got to have this research center where I sell fucking Bigfoot merch and skunk ape merch. It's like, it's horseshit.
He used the fucking video to validate his bullshit story to sell his little fucking foot casts and all his little keychains and everything.
Hey, I don't doubt that the foot cast, maybe he did see some. I don't doubt that skunk ape could exist because I'm about 75% sold on Bigfoot. So skunk ape's not that far off for me.
Well, if you can't have one without the other, I'm saying if you believe in Bigfoot, you got to believe in skunk ape, because I'm like, it's the same scenario, just in a different environment. It's like a very rough environment for humans, and people have these sightings, and there's better sightings, and there's photos of these things that I've seen, and I've tried to like look at different angles, because sometimes you get those photos where it's like, you're like, what the fuck is that? And it's like a dog's head. And you're like, oh, okay. But this, I can't, like, do you have that, the picture from like December 2000, Zell, that you can throw up?
Oh, is that the one that it kind of looks like, it looks like an ape 100%. But now whether that's a skunk ape or some type of escaped ape.
Yeah, but there's no reports of an escaped ape in Florida.
Yeah, but there's people that have exotic pets everywhere that they're not allowed to have, right? Especially think about Katrina. Think about all the animals that got fucking loose after that.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Right? But still,
I think a large gorilla or orangutan, escaped orangutan, probably would have been accounted for if they were like, they can't just say like, oh yeah, we didn't have what orangutan?
Like, oh yeah, but people
would reopen the zoo and just be like, oh yeah. Yeah, I don't even know.
So this is the one
exotic pets, man. Right?
So this is the one
wouldn't be allowed to have.
Dan, do you remember her name? A girl thought there was a large intruder on her back porch for like 3 nights in a row, and eventually she went out there one night.
Right, with the photo. Are you showing that one?
Yeah. So this is the one that's off her back.
Creepiest looking.
This is a creep. This one. Well, it's nuts. So this is actually.
So this is the one that was eating her apples.
Yeah, it's taking apples off her porch.
So leave that up. What's the story? What's the story of this? Leave this on.
That photo was sent to the sheriff's office in Sarasota County, and it was sent anonymously. A lady who wrote it in and said that this thing has been coming to my porch like three times. What did they write? Read something like this. Ah, here it is. Okay. Enclosed, please find some pictures I took. My husband thinks this is an orangutan. Is someone missing an orangutan? It is in a crouching position in the middle of standing up from where it was sitting. It froze as soon as the flash went off. I heard the orangutan walk off into the bushes. I judged it as being about 6.5 to 7 feet tall. As soon as I realized how close it was, I got back in the house. It had an awful smell that lasted well after it had left my yard. The orangutan was making deep whoomp noises. For 2 nights prior, it had been taking apples that my daughter had brought down up north off our back porch. It only came back one night after that and took some apples that my husband left out in order to get a better look at it. We got a dog back there now, and as far as I can tell, it hasn't been back. I don't want any fuss or people with guns traipsing around behind our house. At the very least, this animal belongs in a place like Busch Gardens. Why haven't people been told that an animal this size is loose? Please look after the situation. I don't want my backyard to turn into someone else's circus.
So she said 6 to 7 feet tall.
Right. That's what she judged. Anyways.
So either she has a bad eye because orangutans, let's look it up, like for a male, like a big male would be 5 feet.
Right, but she's referring to it as an orangutan because she doesn't know what it is. Right. That's the closest thing is what she could judge it to be, or that's the closest thing that she can really see what it is. One cryptozoologist, Lauren Coleman, says that she had the photograph analyzed and that this creature had some structural similarities to an orangutan. But again, like we said, it's if it's an upright bipedal ape, then it wouldn't. You know, a lot of the stuff wouldn't fall into place to look like that.
Why is this lady so confident that it could be an orangutan? Like, any normal human being sees a 7-foot fucking animal in their backyard that could rip their head off would be shitting their pants, being like, I need people here now with all their guns and get this fucking thing away from me.
You know like why? That's... It's because people, they want to, their brain wants to rationalize it, right? So you're going, what is that? Is it like, had to be a fucking orangutan. Had to be a fucking ape or something.
Even if it was that not terrifying? Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah, fuck that.
Quick theory tangent. So way back, like the last ice age, when the ice age, right around then, all like those giant mammals who roamed North America went extinct. So you had like, giant sloths that were like, what were they like, fucking 2,000 pound sloths and those 3,000 pound short nosed bear and like a giant rat that was like 300 pounds and like all these giant mammals, huge man, like way bigger than anything we know now. A saber toothed tiger was like 1,000 pounds. So like 4 times a mountain lion.
Right.
Wow.
So,
but we also have fossils
of gigantic, Gigantopithecus or whatever?
They didn't have giant, I don't think that was actually in North America, but I'm just, damn, before you shut my theory down. Before you crush it into oblivion. What if there was some type of, because there is a fossil record, I can't remember what they are right now, but like smaller mammals, like smaller like monkey or ape-like creatures in North America a long time ago. I think the fossil record says they died out like 200,000 years ago. But say they didn't, and as they migrated. Well, first, because if you go the farther north you go, like the colder it gets, the bigger the animals get. Like the biggest animals are in the north. Sans Africa and elephants, pretty much. But like elk and moose and all that shit, the farther you go north, the everything gets bigger. So what if one of these things evolved in North America? Because that's where they say there's no fossil record, right? There's no apes that size in North America that we know of. But what if we haven't found it yet? It migrated up. It got big in the Northwest and slowly spread out over, because you have sightings of Bigfoot or Sasquatch pretty much nationwide, right? They're everywhere. So what if this is just like there are little pockets of these creatures and in every different spot, they're just evolved a little bit different. Man, I got so baked before this podcast. That's where that went. Just got blitzed. And now I'm back in the fucking Pleistocene era with short-nosed bears. And the swamp ape. But at the same time, here it is. One more. I'm almost done. Here he goes. No one's even said anything yet. Look at that fucking shiny pearly white, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Good.
Yeah. Tooth is back, baby. I feel great. I don't have a lisp. As far as I can tell. Anyways.
Good.
End of the last ice age. All the sea levels rose big time. So maybe their habitats, which were kind of on, because the whole Florida, like that whole peninsula, was actually like, it goes out quite a ways, but only about 200 or 300 feet of sea level, and then drops off into the depths. So that all would have been their area at one point before sea levels rose. And maybe that's where all the fossils are, Dan. All right, now you can smash it down.
Okay, so even if they did, even if they did migrate something, you would have had them dying somewhere along the way. Now, if these creatures were,
we need a Dan Smash shirt.
Dan Smash.
I'm just saying that if they were a, like the, if they're family structured tribal creatures like we were, right? So, I mean. A lot of Native American, if you take the Native American legends to be true or to be like actual, you know, based on actual accounts of what they saw, and that these creatures kind of mirror us in a way, and that they have families and that they have their own offspring and things like this, and they take care of them much like, you know, modern day primates do, like you would find bodies somewhere. You'd find
unless they bury their dead.
Even if they bury their dead, we still find it, because that's just how, like, we found the Denisovans. You find the Denisovans, and we only found like a knuckle bone from Denisovans. So I'm saying if you can find a knuckle bone and identify a whole new human species, you know, hominid species, then I would say that you'd actually be able to find something.
Maybe it's being covered up. Maybe it's being, they find fossils.
That's one of the arguments.
Maybe they're locked maybe they're locked in the Smithsonian with the giant skeletons and the rest.
That is one of the arguments for, I think, at least the Gulf Coast Bigfoot Research Organization, GCBRO. I think one of their, a couple of guys out of the, I watched a documentary with a couple of these guys, and they said that's one of the theories, is that it could be covered up. Like, this is being covered up, and there are some stories out there that I've heard that, you know, after people have sighted these creatures, they've been approached by people who claim to be government officials or with the military, and that they're telling them that you didn't see anything or you shouldn't tell anybody about this. And the reasoning behind this is people claim is that perhaps it would put, you know, the logging industry, you know, export business, the logging industry, it would put it into jeopardy. So you wouldn't be able to log in these areas. You wouldn't be able to clear out the forest in this area because you have, you know, an endangered species, you know, inhabiting the area. So you wouldn't be able to, you know, continue business. So I believe that
100%, because they do that now with like fucking birds, like birds' nests and stuff. It's like if you say it, you have to stop. You can't continue on in the area. And it's like if you've ever been into a forest area, and I know we're gonna have some people that are like, I fucking work at the forestry industry. I've never done anything like that. Great, you've never done anything like that. But if you think that in this world and all the people loggers that no logger's ever done this, it's beyond reason. Gone in an area and looked at a block cut that's all cut out,
smashed it
and gone, there was not a single fucking nest or something in here of some bird or anything. This was all clear. I was like, have you ever seen those fucking things work? There's no fucking way they test. They just fucking grab the tree, turn it sideways, fucking wah, shoot it out, drop it down, done. Like, it's
those
crazy
guys
how
get,
fast
those
they
guys
work.
Get paid by the log, man. They're not taking time to looking for an endangered species of squirrel or Bigfoot. There's no chance. They're fucked.
Well,
they're
and that's the
in.
Thing. So if it's not like boom there, and you're like, they're not going to report it, right? It's they're just keep going.
Well, we can put up the other video that we have, which is a more recent video that, you know, Andrew was complaining that there's nobody with iPhones shooting video out there. Well, somebody did shoot or claim to shoot a video with their iPhone of this creature, which
better
is
be fucking good.
So
it's pretty good.
Is this the one you want, when you're talking about the one in the woods where the tree? Creature's facing away, looks like he's tearing bark off the tree.
That one.
So disclaimer, this video is not as clear as a video I've seen on a documentary before. So I don't know if the YouTube conversion makes it grainier than it is. Because the one I seen, there's a couple other ones I seen. It was like one was done by like National Geographic and they interviewed the same guy. It was way clearer. This one is not as clear, but we'll put it up here and we'll see what happens. All right, here we
go. I think I may have gotten my mic fixed. I don't know.
It's still cracking. But
no, it's still cracking.
I'll fix it after. Not a big deal. Okay, let's see here. So this guy's in the woods. Give it a little volume. I think he's talking here a little bit. So there it is. You can kind of see it. That's it. That's it right there. Kind of like, so as a creature, it looks like it's sitting against a tree and it's like pulling bark off this tree. Here's where I pulled the
record of Andrew's face, just like smashed up against the monitor there.
So this guy, he's filming from a distance. I don't know how far do you think that is, like maybe 30 feet or something?
That's closer than I'd be.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, it's not very far. It's the closest one you've seen. And he's just sitting there at the tree. This thing is sitting there tearing bark. I don't know, maybe he's like eating termites or ants out of a nest or something, maybe?
Could be. Kind
of what it looks like. I mean, this guy, this is one of the better videos I've seen, 100%. But you can't see the outline of the person or the thing good enough to really get a good, I don't know.
I can't even fucking see anything. I see a black blob.
Right here. You see this?
Yeah, it's not.
That's it, look at him! Stood up!
Oh, there you go.
Oh shit, stood up! You hear him ripping off the shit. Like, he's tearing off the bark, which is probably not easy to do with your bare hands. Unless it's a really dead tree, maybe, I don't know. Anyways, that's pretty much the whole video. This does that for a while.
Wait, it's like, wait till it turns around. Then
you see that? There's something moving on his shoulder. Do you see that?
Oh, it's like it's a leaf. I got away.
No, man, it looks like there's like a baby on its shoulder. Or on its back.
Still there, still sitting. Oh, stands up. Oh, shit. Runs away. Oh, shit. Wait. Everyone, let's just rewind this a little clip here. This is when he stands up is suspect. There he is.
Try and pause it when he stands up.
Yeah, I'm going to try and get up. Boom. That's him standing up. He looks a lot more manlike when he stands up.
Look at on his, yes. on the left shoulder, though. It looks like there's something on his back, like.
I don't know, I think it's...
Looks
I think
like
it's
there's a baby holding onto his neck.
A baby? Can I zoom any farther?
Yeah, I kind of see what Andrew's saying, too. If you look at it right there, it looks like it's got two heads.
And this guy fucking books it like I would, for sure.
I fucking would have took two steps in there and saw that thing and would have fucking booked it.
Anyways, that's a better video. It's a better video. Because you can hear him like tearing shit and he's way closer. And I have seen a better version of that video that I couldn't find on whatever channel I found on YouTube. So I think the conversion is poor. Because 2013, that would have been an iPhone, what? Three or four or something? I don't know. iPhone 4?
Yeah.
5?
So it looks good. And like it is genuinely a little bit creepy. It definitely looks like it could be humanoid, but I could also see it also kind of being a bear. Like... You kind of want to see the head, but if like the bear's like head is like pushed forward and it's like into the tree, maybe I could see it also being a bear.
That's a question I was going to ask. Do they have black bear in the Everglades?
Pretty sure it's black bears.
That seems like a weird environment to have black bears.
I'm not saying that one really looks like a black bear, but I know I would say probably 95% of Bigfoot sightings are black bears on their hind legs from a distance. Or even grizzly bears, just bears in general. Doesn't, whatever, but. That one does look, when that one stands up.
Palmetto bear, the black bear in the Everglades.
How big is it? Does it say how big it is? In that summary?
I could find out.
When Andrew's on it. Now, was there anything else? What other pictures or anything?
They could weigh up to like 600 pounds, those things.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Are you telling me it didn't look anything? This is what I want it to look like more than anything. Right here, this guy. See that fucking alligator? He's fucking strangling an alligator, which is probably like an 8-foot alligator. He's got it one fucking hand crushing it like fucking King
Kong. That's King Cabbage.
Jesus.
Crushing gators.
That's what I want. That's what I want it to look like. He looks fucking savage.
I don't think it fucking eats alligators though.
Dude, maybe it does.
Nothing eats alligators except pythons, but like nothing eats alligators.
Dude, have you ever seen Planet? Well, it wasn't an alligator; it was a caiman. But still, that jaguar jumps up.
That's
and
the craziest
fucking
thing I've
bites
ever seen.
This motherfucker and drags it out of the water after like a half an hour struggle. It's crazy.
So badass.
Jaguar.
Yeah,
I would play that, bro. I'll probably get sued. I wanted to play that one.
Look, are you like Dan? You got a trip to Thailand coming up, and you want to impress the locals? Well, then you want Rosetta Stone. It's been the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 different languages offered. It's got fast language acquisition. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways. No English translations, so you really learn to speak. listen, and think in that language. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. It's convenient, flexible learning anytime, anywhere. Learn on the go with mobile app or at your desktop on your own schedule. Rosetta Stone has amazing value. Lifetime membership has all 25 languages for any and all trips and language needs in life. That's a lifetime access to 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
Sure, there's competitors to Rosetta Stone, but Rosetta Stone offers more languages and a lifetime membership. You could go over to Babbel and get 60% off, but it's not for a lifetime. That's why we're promoting Rosetta Stone today. All right, Theorites, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Alien Theorist Theorizing listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your damn life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today or look for the link in the show notes. Peace!
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at sweettango.com.
Well, I'm still like, I like that second video better than Dave Sheely's. Dan Sheely, what's his name again? I forget his name.
Dave Sheely.
Dave Sheely.
Dave, you know what I mean? You could have at least rented a different suit. You know what I mean? It's like he borrowed it right from fucking Bob Gimlin.
No, Bob Gimlin one is better. That's a way better suit. Yeah,
the Bob Gimlin one, you shut your mouth.
You shut your mouth when I'm talking to you.
That suit has muscle tone. I'm like, it's crazy.
Yeah, but they say that the skunk ape is fucking leaner.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying is like, I didn't see it. That looks like a fucking skinny guy in a fucking suit.
Or maybe the skunk ape is just a tall, skinny Sasquatch. Doesn't have enough nutrition to really, you know, can't put on that bulk.
Like, I'm looking at the picture. I'm looking at the picture, like the 2000 picture.
The orangutan.
Yeah, of what is, you know, the lady said it was an orangutan, you know, and that one. And, like, the hair on that one is a lot longer than what we saw. And both, even if the Dave Sheely one is, you know, judged to be authentic, if that's really a skunk ape, then this one has like a lot longer hair. The hair's a lot longer. And I'm more on the fence about the photos being fake. Like maybe the last video might be real. Like it could possibly
well,
be real.
Okay, here's the thing. I'm like, okay, if you're making a fake video and you're like, we're going to post this fucking fake video. That video, you're going to like, okay, so you're going to fucking tear bark and stuff. Then I'm going to stop the video for a split second. Because I'm going to say I got scared. I made the mistake of hitting the record button. Then I'm going to record again. Right. And then you're going to do some shit again, stand up, and I'm going to run away. But our timing's got to be on together, because if when I'm doing the fake re-record, you don't time it enough and stand up too soon, I won't have my camera back on you long enough.
Right. How about this is almost as good, this video here. I'll show you here. Here we go.
Who's to say that's their first take, though, right, Braden?
Oh, I bet that thing smells terrible.
That guy's a fucking grease pot right there. Yeah,
that's a skunk cabbage man right there.
Oh, man.
That's Florida man.
Yeah, that is Florida man right there.
Yeah. If one of these things had the kind of long shaggy hair, like this is one of those pictures, that thing would smell fucking terrible. Trump is like traipsing through the swamp with long shaggy hair.
Just
gross.
Full of slime.
Super gross.
Full of slime. Nasty ass slime.
Which makes sense.
Gross stuff growing in there. But I'm saying, what I'm saying is that the photo I would more judge to be more fake than the videos, because the videos, when you watch those creatures or whatever, you know, seem to have short you know, short hair, which you would find like a bear or, you know, or an ape. It's not long, shaggy hair, except like orangutans. But
right.
If you were moving through the swamps, you wouldn't want to have long. I would think that you wouldn't want to have long, shaggy hair. It just wouldn't be. It would be caught on brambles and thorns and sticks and stuff. Like, it would just pick up everything gross.
And you'd also be depositing fucking hair everywhere.
Yeah.
So I was like, why isn't there more fucking hair
everywhere?
Well, maybe some of them have different hairs. Maybe some have long, maybe have some have short, just like humans. Some people, maybe they trim it. You know, you don't know.
With what?
Fuck, man. These things, if they can outsmart humans and not get found, maybe they're smarter than we give them credit. That's all I'm saying.
To make scissors?
Maybe they use sharp rocks and they like give it like a little sawing technique. I don't know. Headed man for a shave with a fucking sharp rock, I'm sure.
Yeah, like really sharp though. Like, I don't. Are you telling me like the swamp apes are out there like giving each other like crossfades? They're just like, yeah.
Well, you know how apes, they groom each other? Apes and monkeys, they groom. Maybe they've evolved to the point where now they're grooming just a little better.
Next business venture, opening up swamp ape barbershop.
All right, that's Fake Zell's theory number two of the day. Here's another sighting of a skunk ape in the
skunk
jungle.
Skunk ape haircuts? Skunk ape supercuts.
Here we get zoom footage. There it is. It's right there. It's walking right here in the screen. It looks like something's moving in the swamp. Hard to tell.
Yeah. It's ducked down, so unless it stands up, I'm like...
there it is. Oh, shit.
Oh.
Oh, it's a skunk ape for sure. Look at that thing.
Ooh, it's getting in the water.
It's in the water, man.
It's moving around.
Dude.
Oh, boy.
Know what man's walking around in this... Because how many poisonous snakes are in there? How many 10, 12 foot gators are in there? What's this guy... If that's a guy in a suit, like, he's mad.
Snapping turtles and shit. Like, I don't know how people walk through swamps. I watch nature documentaries and people like they just step in the swamp and I'm like,
You're going to step right into a snapping turtle one time and lose four toes.
Yeah, have you seen those fucking snapping turtles? They pull those things look like goddamn demons. Yeah.
Meth is pretty popular in Florida, man. These guys are getting stoned and going in the fucking swamps.
I mean, that's also a possibility too. You know, it's just a bunch of methed out tweakers like hanging out in the swamps and you're just like, okay, yeah, sure.
All covered in mud.
They don't care what they smell like. I mean,
they don't give a fuck.
No, they definitely do not.
Like, it's, I don't know. Yeah, but that one's super creepy too. Like
that one is creepy. Something. Yeah,
it's definitely. I thought it was a bear at first. It looked like I was like, oh, they could definitely be a bear. Then it got down into the water, and then you're like, oh,
yeah, it was, and it was walking. That one walked a little. It seemed like it was walking a little different.
Is there in that Dave Healy video. Sheely. Is there audio to it? Sheely?
I think there is.
Is there?
Is there actually audio to it? Like, can you hear him breathing or is the audio cut from the clip?
Let's see. I closed it, but I'll find it again. Skunk ape.
Just because I'm very curious because I'm like, if it's not cut from the clip, if the audio's cut from the clip, it's because he was yelling at, they were like talking to each other. That's 100% why.
Okay, here it is. Okay, here's the video again. I think actually,
just you can and go to the part where he starts picking up his skip-diddy doodah.
Skip-diddy doodahs.
Maybe that's just the most efficient way to move through
to walk
through the swamps is to skip through. Yeah.
No, I don't have sound on that one. Know. There's no sound on that one at all.
Okay, pull it back up. I'm gonna do a reenactment of what I imagine the conversation's happening.
Want to go again?
Yeah, Andrew, you want to be cameraman? I'll be the guy in the suit.
Here it is. Dave Keeley's video from July 8, 2000.
Skip it forward, though. Skip it forward to right before he's going to do the run. We don't need to do the whole thing. Right here. Yeah, right there.
All right.
Come on over here. Is this good?
All right, Bill, I need you to wave your arms like that, all right?
Wave my... Like the... You want me to do the walk?
Yeah. Put your elbows out there.
One, two, and two, and yeah. One.
Kind of like you got ski poles.
Fuck it. Oh, I'm just gonna, you know what? Fuck it. I've had enough of this all shit. Right, I'm just gonna run. I've had enough of this shit. Fuck. Ah, fuck. Fuck. Ah, fuck. Fucking. Yeah. What? Fuck. Ooh.
Come on, faster.
Sell it. Whoa. What a workout this is. Do I look like an ape still?
Oh. Selling.
Definitely not getting the deposit back on this suit.
That.
Like, he fucking trips. He trips halfway, stumbles. And then he makes fists, and he's just straight up running like a guy.
Because, you know, he was driving downtown Florida, hired a crackhead, threw him in the suit, and was like, all right, man. You need to fucking run across the marsh.
Hey, buddy, you want to make 20 bucks? Yeah. I need you to put this on. Come into the swamp with me. Hey, mister, so I just walk from here to there and I get the money, right? Oh, fuck. That'd be great. We should start. Someone put it up there. We should start making fake cryptid videos.
Aren't all cryptid videos fake? And then we
start picking apart our own fake cryptid videos.
Oh, man. That one's like that video is so bad. And to like for him to be the forefront. Kills this one for me because he's like the leading expert, I would say, on skunk apes, and that's his video.
You're the leading. It's crazy when people say that. Like, I'm the leading expert or the headquarters of skunk ape research, and I'm just like, but it's not a real animal, so it can really anybody can be the leading expert on skunk apes.
Yeah, it's researchers.
It's hard to say that people aren't seeing something, whether it's bears or maybe it's an upright weird hominid. But again, I'm always like, it's just some dude in a ghillie suit, or like Andrew's theory, it's a bunch of like methed out tweakers out there. Like that's what I see sometimes.
Methed out tweakers is a stretch, but I agree with the rest.
Those videos, like those two videos that we showed at the end, like those ones are genuinely creepy. And it's just like if there are swamp people living out there, which is could very well be the case, that you just have people out there that are just hermits or isolated.
Isn't there a show called Swamp People?
Pockets of people. Huh?
Isn't there a Discovery show called Swamp People?
Yeah, there's a show called Swamp People, but it's about a family that, you know, they hunt gators and stuff.
And they go fucking trekking through swamp too, just like that.
Yeah. Did. But if they're doing it in like gorilla suits or like those kinds of weird things, it's like, that seemed really difficult.
All right, boys, here's the original. There it is. Old Gimby.
PNG.
There it is.
Patterson Gimlin.
That's the original one. Before it's been remastered.
Doesn't get any better.
That head turn.
The head turn, man. That's it.
That's the icing on the cake for me, man.
Didn't
the head turn?
Unfortunately, didn't the guy who was in the suit? Didn't he publicly come out and said he was in the suit? Didn't that? I've definitely heard that before. So,
listen, Braden looked.
I looked Bob Gimlin in the eyes.
He looked Bob Gimlin in the eyes. That's all we need. Yeah. To confirm that is true. But look how that one moves. Look how that one moves. Compare, even if it is a suit, it's a pretty damn good suit.
It's a way better suit. Or maybe it's just
Dave
a way
Sheely
worse video.
Because Dave Sheely one, you can almost like, it looks like you can see the fabric like pulling away from the skin, you know, as the thing is like, you know, it's got like, I don't know, maybe it's got flying squirrel, you know, skin flaps, but the guy's like, just like, rah, rah, you can see it there. But the Patterson Gimlin one, it looks like, yeah, it's got like muscle tone to it. It moves all as one. It's not, there's not like flaps hanging off and all that shit. It's just,
I think it's people see these things, especially Dave Sheely. I think he saw something, he's told people, and it's now turned into this, like, he's worried that people don't believe him. So he's perpetuated this, be like, I can't be wrong. Look at all this stuff, right?
How else is he going to sell his merchandise?
Yeah, and that's as soon as people start making money off it and shit, I'm like,
Well, think about it though. I don't think when you make money off it doesn't mean you're all of a sudden frauded yourself. I mean, if you are legit doing research and you're producing results, you have to sustain yourself. That's the way it goes.
Yes. Well, the other problem is this for me is like when you see something this rare, and now you're seeing this thing all the time and claiming to have all this footage, and you're putting footage out like that fucking horseshit. I'm like, to be honest, like, you look at that video and you go, like, he did this in a rush. Like, he wasn't really thinking about it. He wasn't thinking a lot of it in like 2019 times. He was like, oh, this looks good. Sure. Like, I got my handy cam out here. And
well, he,
but it's, I think God
he
awful.
Learned. I think he learned from all Bob over there. Cause remember, Bob, his buddy came out and admitted to being in the suit. So that's what this guy did. He went down the streets of Florida, found himself a nice crackhead. Was like, all right, man. Doesn't have any family. Great. I'm going to take this guy out to the fucking swamp. Throw him this suit. He's going to go for a stroll, and then I'm going to leave him in the swamp.
Yeah, he's like, do the stroll, and he's fucking it up, and he pulls out a rifle, and that's when the guy starts running.
Exactly.
He's like, oh, shit! Yeah. Tripping in the swamp.
Tying up loose ends.
That video is so fucking garbage. It's so garbage. And
is it, though?
It is! Fucking Dan smashed everything except the worst video I've ever seen of a cryptid.
The most ridiculous video he won't. He's like, yeah, it's real. That one's real.
The ape is doing this weird double like arm thing. And then goes into a man sprint.
That's how you walk through the swamp. Yeah. It's the most efficient way to move bipedally through the swamp.
He went from arm swing, like pendulum swing, to sprinter's arm 90 degree run sprint.
And he's like, still too. It was too slow for me, though. I feel like something that big and powerful would fucking fly, man.
I know, but his explanation.
He said it was moving at 22 miles per hour.
He says
swamp.
22, but in that video,
land.
It's not going
it
22.
Look like 22 miles.
22 would be fast, man. How fast can a human run?
He said it could. It's not 22 miles
not,
per hour.
22 hours
sure.
is like 18?
Speed. I know, I'm saying
bulls or some shit.
How fast can a
but
man
running
run?
Running through swampland, like, come on.
Yeah, we don't know. They could have laid down some fucking plywood. You know what
couple
I mean? To make
million,
it look
but he tripped. Of,
he
couple
tripped.
Million years of evolution in the swamps. Like, yeah, it could be pretty quick through those things.
If you had four legs, maybe. Two legs put you at a disadvantage in the swamp.
Or giant feet. I wonder if they have webbed feet.
They don't because he has a cast and it wasn't webbed.
They have like four toes, though.
Yeah, like, it's like I've four those long. Casts and, I'm going to find a cast right now for sure. Skunk ape cast. Yeah.
So I've seen some of the cats that he's holding up, and they've got only four toes, which is, that's really fucking weird, because it's like, if it's a primate, then it's definitely fucking weird, because primates all have, like, the five toes with...
Again, that's because he didn't think this through when he was making these things.
The cats?
All right, here's the cat corners.
I mean,
possibly
the cats could maybe be, like, maybe they're alligator feet. I mean, they're cats of alligator prints.
Check those babies out. Those are the cats. That's a skunk ape right there. Four toes.
Right. See, but those, like, those could be alligators.
No wonder he tripped.
Those are not alligators. No way. There's no
alligators have webbed toes.
Yeah, but like you wouldn't see the webbing. You would just see like the bones, like of the toes, like pushing into the mud and stuff. Somebody pull up an alligator foot,
dude. I'm fucking on alligator foot right now.
Pull that fucking alligator foot up.
When you type in alligator foot cast, you get some weird pictures that I'm not going to put up here. Well, this one's missing his tail, so that's weird, I guess. Alligator foot.
Yeah, somebody needs to teach Zell how to Google.
Yeah, I'm doing wrong. Alligator foot. Here we go. Oh shit! You would not be. This is unbelievable. This is crazy.
But throw it up there.
Takes me a second. There it goes. It's the same foot.
Same
one.
Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
That's
Dan,
exact same thing.
Like, it's the
same
one.
Dan knows.
Oh, shit. Dan fucking knows. That's an alligator.
Dan knows. Why do we even do this case file? It's alligator.
It's got four toes. It's the same print.
That's hilarious.
It's the same print.
You saw it here. Dan called it.
That's probably an alligator foot. It's like, no way. They got webbed feet. Nope. Exactly the same.
Yeah, exact same print. Garbage.
Okay, well, he got the wrong print, all right? He fucked up.
It'd have to be pretty big, though. Then again, there's like, that's going to be a big alligator.
Man, you get 12. I bet you get 12, maybe even 15-foot alligators.
Jesus. They get some really fucking dinosaurs.
Didn't something happen? Maybe this was fake news, but didn't they find like Nile crocodiles in the Everglades or something? Like someone released some Niles?
Well, you kind of have, yeah, you have kind of have two now. You have like the American alligator, but you also have like the American crocodile now, which I think, well, I believe.
It's like people like a Nile kind of?
Loose. Since they both fill the, they both fill the same, you know, environmental niche, they can both live in that area. So it's like, so you do have alligators and crocodiles living together.
These things are fucking dinosaurs. I just Googled a fucking American crocodile. The biggest one caught was in the Alabama River on August 16th, 2014, weighed 1,011 pounds.
Yeah, they're fucking huge.
Was 15 feet 9 inches long. Huge.
I'd be more worried about that than a skunk.
No kidding.
Giant fucking
that is. No wonder the. I bet you that print is from that fucking dude. That print's like 20 inches long.
Right, so pull up the. Can you pull up the cast, the Dave Sheely cast again? Can you pull those?
It's going to take him 45 minutes to get it up.
No, not this time, boys. So quick this
he's
time.
So hang, quick. He's got
he doesn't
Google.
Have to Google for it again.
There it is. Boom. Boom. There it is. Okay.
Like even though the toes aren't spread apart, like it's like, you know, you could have a an alligator with the if it just puts down its foot like one of those ones.
Sheely sucks. This guy sucks.
Could be a lizard man. What if it's a lizard man?
I don't completely I still think skunk apes are out there. I still think they're out there.
I think he's seen something and he wants so bad to be the guy who catches it.
Because you know that's exactly what happened, that he seen it. He's convinced he's seen it, and he found this print that was, he's like, this is way too big for a gator print. This must be skunk ape. But sure enough, there's a 16-foot gator out there.
15-foot American crocodile.
Yeah, which is also very worrisome. Like,
yeah, I agree.
That's a hell of a lot more worrying than the fucking
that is terrifying. Almost 16 feet long, this motherfucker.
Fuck that, man.
He would gulp you up in a second. That's Drassic Park. Half. That is Drassic Park,
Lake
man.
Placid shit.
That is like
we missed a golden opportunity for us, the second Dan debunked this for us just to break into Maester Daniel.
I gotta prime my vocal cords.
Maester Daniel, the learner of knowledge, the keeper of secrets, protector of truth. Maester Daniel.
Nice.
Nailed it.
It's always up now. It's always on the queue.
It's on the queue. Anyone else got anything on Skunk Babes?
I still believe.
Skunk. I got something. Cabbage Man.
I got something. I need to get it off my chest.
What?
So today I was doing some serious investigating on the skunk ape. And I was kind of dozing a bit. And before I was dozing, I was reading an article that mentioned bipedal about 1,400 times. Because they like to do that.
The bipedals, yeah.
And I fucking fall asleep, and then I kind of like, I wake up and I'm on this like sandy beach. My feet are in the sand and I'm like drinking a beer, and it looks like tropical island, and a Sasquatch goes walking by me, and he's wearing like a Rastafarian hat, and he like, he just like turns over and looks at me, and he's like, I got two peds, man, and just keeps walking by, and I'm like, what the fuck was that? I had to figure out where that was from, and it was from that. Do you remember that old Halls Breezers commercial where he's like, I got two jobs, man?
Yeah.
It's fucking most random fucking dream I've ever had.
I got two peds.
I got two peds, man.
Oh, that's terrible.
I'm glad. That's the most random thing that's ever happened.
Rastafarian Sasquatch advertising Halls Breezers.
Let's get into some space news. You guys remember back when we talked about that 2-millimeter hole in the International Space?
Oh yeah, yes. I was reading about that.
100% drilled.
Yep.
100% drilled. While Russia knows the cause, but they're not telling. They're not telling no one.
Fuckers.
They aren't fucking telling nobody, man.
They said they're not telling. They're keeping it a secret. They don't want to let one item set the relationship back.
Well, they shouldn't have done it in the first place.
I was like, what do you mean? That's crazy. You don't want to set it back. That's crazy. So to me, that speaks that like maybe it was tampered with, and they do, and maybe their protocols of hiring and stuff is a little shady, and they're like, let's not worry about this one. Let's chalk this up to Mulligan. We're just not going to see what happened.
Their hiring practices, like hiring astronauts.
No, the hiring practices because they're not sure if it happened there, if it happened
in space
before it went up.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, who knows? Who knows where it happened? But they know, and they're not telling no one.
This is hiring astronauts. Like, you're good. You pass the physicals, flying colors, and you, who are steepling your fingers menacingly. Yeah, you're going up there. Definitely you. You guy. You twirling your little mustache. You might have to cut that mustache, but you're good.
Igor, you're going. Yep. I got NASA to develop mission to search for near-Earth asteroids. So basically they're going to have a space-based telescope and its primary job is going to be searching for near Earth asteroids. I don't know if those are ones going to get a hit or just ones near Earth that are floating around. So it's going to be a discovery mission and it's not going to be ready anytime soon. It's still in the planning phases, but they have a $150 million budget, and they're looking for a launch sometime in 2021. So sooner than you think, but we'll see what happens closer to. If it's anything like the James Webb, it's going to get pushed back into oblivion. And then the only other cool thing I had is Google and NASA let it slip that humans may have achieved quantum supremacy. Basically, NASA said, our experiment marks a milestone towards a full-scale quantum computing, quantum supremacy. In reaching this milestone, we show that quantum speedup is achievable in a real-world system and is not precluded by any hidden physical laws. Basically, Google has been giving these quantum computers problems that would take classical computers 10,000 years to complete, and rumor is they've just successfully had one of their quantum computers complete one of these tasks in 3 minutes and 20 seconds.
That's
the odd thing is NASA and Google quickly backtracked and deleted all the posts about it.
But there's one of them. Yeah. Google and NASA let it slip that humans have achieved quantum supremacy.
That sounds like a fucking crossover James Bond and Jason Bourne fucking film.
Yeah.
Quantum supremacy.
Interesting stuff. So we could be on the verge of like the computers like you could never even believe, which is, I already find them unbelievable. So I don't even know where you go.
I can't even believe my phone, what stuff it can do.
Dude, I played the Oculus
the Rift
Quest or whatever for the first time this morning.
Yep.
I was like,
blown away.
I was like, this is, yeah, I was so fucking weird. I was like, oh my God. I was like, in a couple more years, this is going to be crazy.
Dude, I love VR. I just can't play it for more than like an hour and a half.
It makes me sick a little.
Gave me a nosebleed last time I did it.
You're not supposed to hit yourself in the face, Andrew, when you're swinging.
Maybe that's what happened. I don't know why I got a nosebleed, but I definitely did.
Fucking smashing your face.
The power went off, and I was like, "Put me back! Put me back in! Put me back in!" That's all I had for space news.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about that, the rocket tampering, which is fucking crazy. They know, but they're not going to say anything. That's so nuts.
I had a little piece of space news.
Dan's got space news.
This one's kind of strange. There is a magnetic field on Mars mysteriously pulses at night, NASA's InSight lander finds. This is an article from Gizmodo. And they said that the Mars InSight lander has detected these strange, like ionized, occasionally magnetic pulses. It's an ionized portion of the planet's atmosphere. And occasionally the magnetic field pulses at night. And now these wouldn't be very strange, except for the fact that they only happen at midnight or near midnight. And scientists don't have an explanation as for the pulses yet, but they're trying to get more measurements to understand the differences between the magnetic field of Earth and the magnetic field of Mars. So it's pretty cool. And then they also said that they're finding more evidence for water on Mars, and they're saying that there might be a large, like, underground ocean.
Oh, dude, I guarantee the amount of underground water on Mars is way beyond we could imagine. Guarantee it. Check back in 5 years.
Yep. Mars is wet. It's ready.
So it's only been in the last handful of years. It's ready for human penetration. It's coming. We're about to ruin that planet, too. Keep them going. Knock them, line them up, knock them down.
Randomatron broken this week. We'll have it back fixed next week.
It's been errors. It's been
on the fritz.
On the fritz.
Down for maintenance.
So you got a theorite of the week?
Oh shit! No, I don't. I was about to say Zell, the future song of the week. So
what else we got?
We must have a theorite of the week. Someone send us some cool shit?
Oh yeah. Okay. How about
Artwork. Who was that? I fucked it up, boys.
I have it. Hold on. I have his name written here. Just give me 2 seconds. My computer is not quite on Google's quantum level yet.
Yeah.
What kind of artwork did he send in?
Oh, he sent in the Mars Attacks photo and some of the other stuff we've been doing.
He did like the circle logo too. Who was that dude?
I think it's Chris, but I don't want to say that for sure yet.
There's a whole note. Got to post that shit.
Oh God, my computer is so slow. It's loading. It's coming. Just the worst.
Okay, let's go with how about this? While you're doing that, I'll read some Patreon supporters while we're figuring that out. Okay, we'll go with delete. First pledge, Lucy Hellebore, Mandy Schwope? Mandy Schwope, I think. Andre Innocencio. I remember butchering that one before as well. He went up. Joe Romero, Joseph Meza, Matt Lanning, Jacob Ludwig, Shane Morrison, Matthew Kapp, Steve Spencer, and we'll read a couple more, but I think we already read them. Eric and Kayanti Coots. That takes us back about 20 days, so thank you very much for supporting the show, keeping it ad-free, and legit keeping the lights on in the studio because I threw out my carpentry tool, so audio only.
Spent all that money on that new tooth.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. This tooth is the best investment I've ever made in my life. It's awesome. Even though I hated the dentist for charging me like $1 million.
I got him. So this week's theorite of the week, Chris Kemmerly. He sent in a whole bunch of cool artwork. Some of it's featured on our TeePublic page. And if you guys want to check out his TeePublic page, it's called GeekyGhost_graphics. GEEKEE. Ghost_graphics on TeePublic. He's got wicked designs. Go check him out. He's our theorite of the week.
Oh yeah.
Got a couple reviews here.
People saying nice things.
People saying nice things.
Depends on the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's been pretty good.
It's been steady for a while.
Yeah. Oh God. You know what? I don't even know if my computer's gonna open. Oh, here we go. Nope. Computer doesn't like me. It's not doing it. They're all blank.
All right, I don't have them up either. We'll have to. Oh,
we'll do them next week.
Okay, now I'll do. I'm doing it every week, or trying to, most weeks. Feature song of the week. If you have a band, I mean, I'm a rock metal guy, but I'll accept any good music, any genre. It doesn't matter if it's yours, original tunes. Send it in to alientheorist@gmail.com, and make in the subject to say like music submission, or I'll lose it. It's happened before. If you send it in before, resend it because I lost it. It's gone.
And he doesn't mean like he's going to physically lose it. He just fucking goes into a rage.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking lose it. No. That's it. This week's band is called the Flintlock Rifles. They're from the UK. And I'm going to play their song Last Charge of the Riot Van Brigade. It's a cool little rock tune. I'll play at the end here. And that's all I got. Oh, wait, right. We have to quick. There is going to be a possible pod week. Quick.
Oh, yes.
Possible pod week. Braden and Dan and Andrew all live in the studio for the very first time in 4 years. This show has been gone for 4 years and we've never all recorded in the same room, not even once.
Yeah.
Been doing this for 4 years.
4 years ago, yeah. I released the first one sometime holy around shit. Now. I'm not sure exact time.
And. Should we maybe might be looking at the pot? We're looking at the possibilities of potentially maybe doing a show in Kelowna,
a live show in Kelowna. I think we can do it. It's going to be more an ATT party than a live show. I think.
Yeah. But Yeah.
We'll have mics. We'll be doing stuff live, but it's just going to be an ATT party.
Yeah. I love how I find out everything with the listeners. This is good.
Yeah.
Get to share their excitement. Fuck.
You guys, do you have the Patreon code yet, or are you still waiting for that as well?
No, I gave it to him. I sent it to him.
I couldn't figure it out.
I sent it to him because he'd quit his bitching. All right. Well, as we say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Well, rifles, here we go.
Your Honor, we the jury find the defendant Sweet Tango Apples guilty on all counts of being the crispiest, sweetest, zestiest, most delicious tasting apple you can buy.
Order! Order in this courtroom! Bailiff, come back here. Where are you going?
I'm going with them. I want some Sweet Tango Apples too.
You love a great mystery, but not in the produce aisle. Be sure to reach for Sweet Tango, the most delicious tasting apple money can buy. Investigate where you can get yours at SweetTango.com.